Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Arkansas Public Theater's production of Annie. This is Brad Reed reminding you the use of recording devices and the taking of pictures is prohibited, and to please turn all mobile devices to silent. A big thank you to Annie, title sponsor, Harps Food Source, and Season 33 security sponsor, Absolute Security. Enjoy the show.
For this performance, the role of Miss Hannigan will be played by Katie Miller.
International city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners. Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Friday, August 2nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. Oh, I faded that out way too quick. Let me just... Welcome to Geeky Gay. Yes, this is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen to it. And what you were listening to, although not perfect, was not a bad recording of last night's overture, or the beginning of Annie. And you heard a lot of trumpet solo work by one and only me. I'm not going to say what I did wrong a few times or what happened a few times, but I will say, you know, it wasn't Broadway quality, but I think I am pleased with my tone. I think my tone sounds very good. And so that's what I love the most about my playing. I think I have a really pretty tone. And you can't get the full, you know, the full glory of my tone on a cell phone recording. That cell phone was literally like sitting on my stand. So that's why in some parts the balance was way off. I sounded way louder. The trombone is right behind me. So he's, you know, you didn't hear the woodwinds as much as you needed to and stuff like that. But that was the little orchestra at my event. So I just wanted you guys to get a little taste of what I do when I do those shows. I mean, we're a community orchestra, or, you know, it's a community theater and we get paid very little. But it's fun. You know, it's a lot of fun and it's a hobby now. I'm no Alex Lefebvre, but I think it was pretty good. So anyway, I had work this morning. I don't want to talk again too much about work, but I will say this. I had a conversation. So this morning I was just feeling horrible. Like, I went in and somebody, you know, messaged in our group messaging. We use Slack. I don't know if you guys know what Slack is, but somebody messaged and it just brought up that whole crap that I've been dealing with. And so it made me feel like crap. So I was like, you know what? I just need to talk to my boss, because I've been talking to everyone else. I've been talking to teammates. I've talked to other people in the company. I'm like, oh my God, I'm quitting. Well, not quitting, but I'm going to look for another job within the company. And I was like, you know, if I were to look for another job within the company, I would definitely, my boss would have to know that. And if he didn't know that I was really not enjoying the job, you know, I really was frustrated and stressed out. If he didn't know that, then it would be a real shock to him if I say, oh, by the way, I've applied for this other position. So I thought I at the very least need to have a conversation with him. Kind of go over, you know, what I'm going through and all of that. Oh, great, my dog's barking. And so I thought, oh, well, I need to do that. And then if nothing gets better, at least, you know, he will know what's going on and it won't be a complete surprise. And so I did that and I was like, I want to start the call by saying this is probably going to be way emotional and, you know, I'm going to try to remain as professional as possible, but I want to let you know I need to just be brutally honest. And so I told him, I just kind of laid it all out there and I said, you know, if it becomes a competition between me and these folks in California and the product that I'm working on, then I'm out. You know, I'm like, I will be a team player and I will work with them. But if they will not work with me and it becomes a competing thing, then I didn't sign up for that, you know, and I just kind of laid it all out there. And he was very supportive and he said some really good things. He's going to work with us and see if we can't resolve everything. And if it doesn't work, you know, I will find something else. But at least he was very, and he said, you know, he was just very supportive and he's like, I wish you would always talk frank to me and not Sydney, stop. He's like, I wish you would always talk to me this way and, you know, just tell me what's on your mind and don't feel like that you can't share stuff with me. And so that went really well. And sorry, I have to go let her out. All right. So anyway, sorry that you had to just listen to music for like 30 seconds there. I had to let her out. So anyway, so that went well. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to come of it. I'm not worried. Like, if I just decided I could not stay on that team, I think I have other opportunities. So, I mean, I think that'll all be fine. But I don't want to go into work stressed every single day, because I feel like I'm in this constant war with these other people in California. I just don't want to feel that way. So we'll see how that goes. I did want to say, I think it's a new thing I'm going to do. So by the way, I think I said today is August 2nd, 2019, and today is actually National Water Balloon Day. But it's also National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. So I'm going to read just a little bit about that. So National Ice Cream Sandwich Day encourages us to cool off with one of our favorite frozen treats. Whether it's vanilla, strawberry, or Neapolitan, between two chocolate wafers, the dessert sure will hit the spot on a hot summer day. The original ice cream sandwich sold for a penny in 1900 from a pushcart in the Bowery neighborhood of New York. Newspapers never identified the name of the vendors in articles, or the vendor in articles that appeared across the country. However, the ice cream sandwich between milk biscuits became a hit. Soon, push carts popped up around the city and country during the summer months selling the portable treats. Early pictures show beachgoers at Atlantic City getting their ice cream sandwiches for 1 cent each. So there you go. It reminds me, we're watching a show called Sugar Rush on Netflix, and it's on season 2 now. And one of the contestants, the team made ice cream sandwiches in the episode that we were watching today. So that seems kind of fitting that they're doing that. All right. Well, I know this is less talking than normal because of Sydney and because of my Annie overture at the beginning, but I'm going to end it here. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.